Well, you know, there's a group of local people and fans who took me to the opportunity. And the more I started looking, the more I thought there could be a great project built around the club. You know, always our idea there was to strengthen the academy, to develop the brand, to work at resolving the real estate issue. And we've been trying over the last month to really work with all the parties in really, I have to say, a great atmosphere. Unfortunately, the deal didn't happen at the end, but we're a little bit disappointed. We had a great project to it, but we're sure Darren is going to do a great job and take the club even further from here.
Why do you think the deal didn't happen?
I think eventually it was a decision. I mean, we were quite close from closing, and I think it was really 100% a decision from Daryl to continue a little bit more. He thinks he can still give to the club a lot of things, go for the promotion this year. So it was really a personal decision with him. We negotiated in good faith until the end. It was really a last-minute decision.
And did you speak to Firoz Kassam, the owner of the stadium, as well? I mean, how complicated is that in your business expertise? How complicated is that situation?
Well, it's I know that there's a long history about it, but I had excellent dialogue with Firoz over the last 2 months. I think he's a very reasonable businessman who really wants to advance the club in the long term and resolve the stadium situation. So I don't think from a business point of view, there's a big challenge there, and I'm sure eventually the club and the stadium are going to be reunited into one entity or a very good working relationship. It was really not a part of the deal that I think would have been a problem as everybody was acting on in good faith.